Oh, I've forgotten it.
Do you have your hoop high spy or?
Yes.
Hoopy high or something?
High spy. I don't remember much about that, or whether that was the same as hide and seek or not.
Uh-huh. What would you call the tree that you could touch and be safe?
A tree what?
The tree that you could touch and be safe when you were playing.
Home, wasn't it? Home base?
And in football, you run toward the...
Football, you just what?
In football, you run toward the...
goal.
Okay. And you say, there's no need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him. Just give me another...
chance.
And if a man was in a very good mood, you could say he's in a very good...
humor.
And you might say, well, we have termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will get...
rid of them.
Okay. And you say, I don't smoke cigarettes, but he...
does.
And you say,
you might add, he smokes like a furnace.
Okay. And you say, well, he didn't know what was going on, but he...
soon caught on or learned.
Okay. And say a child left his best pencil on the desk and came back and didn't find it there. He'd say, I bet somebody...
swiped it or stole it or took it.
Okay. And if a child's learned something new, like maybe learned to whistle, you might ask, well, who...
taught you to whistle.
Okay.
Or they might say, how to, which I don't believe is right.
Uh-huh. And say, if I ask you, when are you going to Miami? You might say, well, as things stand now, we're what to go next Wednesday?
Planning.
Okay. Do you ever say we're fixing to go?
You say what?
Do you ever hear
that? Oh, fixing. Oh, yes. I don't think that's good English, though.
What does it mean?
Preparing.
Mm-hmm. And you say, I have just... what, him a letter?
I have just written him a letter.
And yesterday he...
wrote me.
And tomorrow I will...
write him.
And you say, well, I wrote him and it was time I was getting a...
reply, answer.
And you say, well, you put the letter in the envelope, then you take out your pen and you...
address it.
Did you ever hear back the letter?
Oh, yes, but, oh, good gracious. That's not usually good cycles.
Who would say that?
Persons who hadn't had much education and colored persons.
How would they say that?
Back the envelope.
Uh-huh. And you'd say, well, I was going to write him, but I didn't know his...
writing what?
I was going to write him a letter, but I didn't know his...
his address.
And what would you call a child that's always running and telling on the other children?
Tattletale.
Okay. Would you use that word about a grown person?
Either that or tail bearer.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to brighten up your room for a party and you had a lot of things growing in your yard, you'd go out and...
pick some flowers.
Okay. And something that a child plays with, you'd call a...
plaything, toy.
Did you ever say play pretty?
What?
Play pretty.
Oh, I've heard that expression, but not having had children around me, I don't know exactly what it means.
Mm-hmm. But what would people say?
Would a play pretty be a noun or a verb?
I think it'd be a noun. I don't know. Is it used as a verb here?
It could be. I don't know. I just don't know that expression at all.
Uh-huh. And
I think it means a toy.
Say, that's the book that you, what, me?
Sent me.
Or that you...
the book, you say? Loaned.
Or, for Christmas, you...
gave me.
Okay.